This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on the show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Of course, we've got a lot to get to, but I found this interesting. Carl's Jr. wanted to name one of their burgers after the movie director, Steven Spielberg. The 1,600-unit chain of Carl's Jr. wanted to rename a charbroiled slider a Spielburger because of Steven Spielberg. On Monday, Carl's Jr. revealed the name change plan, a homage to the respective filmmaker whose new film, Ready Player One, opens on Thursday. I hear it's an amazing book. I haven't seen the book or I haven't seen the movie yet, but it'll be interesting to see. But Spielberg was spotted with a 15-second handheld video on Amblin's Twitter feed on Tuesday, saying, "It's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr. wants to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers. And they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys." Now, the tweet was sent out from the account of Amblin Entertainment, which is Spielberg's production company. Oh, I would love. Didn't Amblin Entertainment also do E.T.? We've seen Amblin Entertainment. I didn't know that was his production company. I mean, I knew he was a producer. I just didn't know why he kept getting hired all the time. And everybody always hires him as a producer. Well, that's because if it's his production company, then my guess is he's there. That's good. He's good. They said also giving the movie-linked food menu at Carl's Jr. a thumbs down was Warner Brothers Picture, the studio behind the Spielberg film. In the tweet Monday, Warner Brothers said, "Appreciate the Ready Player One love, but this is not approved." Okay, so you see, with the cease and desist, and this is not approved, boy, are they really getting legal. Wasn't this just a joke? Now, Carl's Jr., they said, remained upbeat. They said, "We couldn't be more excited that not only did he actually respond, but he also said that he likes the sliders." So they did get some free publicity. Now, the Spielberger stunt probably did not come as a surprise because Carl's Jr. is owned by CKE Restaurant Holdings. And they have a Ready Player One licensing agreement. Yeah, so be careful. You don't want to, you get a licensing agreement. You don't want to be messing with the big guys. Okay? One thing that I think we all know in Hollywood is you don't mess with Steven Spielberg. He is a god when it comes to movies. And you make him mad. Okay? They bring the heat. Just, he's a god, right? Just don't tick him off. They said, "Perhaps foreshadowing is a Carl Jr. paper bag visible in the background of the movie posters?" Really? Oh, well, gosh, if in the movie poster they have the Carl Jr. bag, okay, if I was Carl Jr., I would lay off. According to the State Restaurant's Twitter feed, the company tried unsuccessfully to deliver Spielberg samples to Amblin's office, and then they left a note on Spielberg's car. "Hey, Steven, let's talk Spielburgers ASAP. Love, Carl Jr. Pump for Ready Player One. You the man." Okay, this is where I have to say, okay, now this is getting a little creepy. All right, I understand that they wanted to take this a step further. But whoever is in charge of that marketing campaign is, I think, really ready to blow it. Okay, you guys already have the licensing agreement. You already get a big push. Leave it alone. Now, Spielberg, as you guys know, did Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, Jaws. So, this guy, he does not need Carl's Jr. Now, you know, fast food is struggling, okay? I'm not a big fan of Carl's Jr.'s burgers. I just don't like charbroiled taste. I like the McDonald's taste more. I know it's probably not as good a burger, but yeah. But it's very, very interesting that how these companies have been trying to, you know, redefine themselves and, you know, come up with these ideas. And some of them did really, really well, and some of them were a bust. So according to WXYZ, they have the brothels and busts of fast food successes and flops. So, for example, when Pizza Hut made stuffed crust pizza, that was huge. They made $300 million in 1995 alone when the chain introduced stuffed crust pizza. And stuffed crust still remains a staple offering for Pizza Hut nearly 20 years later. But what was the bust? Well, do you guys remember the Priazzo? Back in the 1980s, Pizza Hut tried to market a deep dish pizza. But the pizzas never gained traction, and it was called the Priazzo. Even though we like deep dish, there was something they did with it that I don't know. I think they were trying to make it Chicago style. I don't know. It didn't work. Now, McDonald's tried to do pizza. That was also a bust. They tried to do the McPizza back in 1992, and nobody wanted to wait in line for a pizza not from McDonald's. However, the McGriddles was a huge hit. All right, apparently the McGriddles are yummy. And so now, Taco Bell's Dorito Locos Tacos, those just went ape crazy. People love that. Launched in 2012. The taco wrapped in a Dorito-flavored shell definitely spiced up the giant, the taco giant. And boy, do people like it. However, the Wendy's Frescata menu, all right, Frescata sandwich, Frescata type stuff, no, didn't work. All right. Oh, that was Wendy's. I think they also tried to do pretzel buns. Didn't work as well. Kentucky had a fried chicken double down. They replaced bread with chicken. And they sold 10 million of those sandwiches in the first month. They said one man even got a tattoo to promote the meal. But their fried chicken double down eventually busted because it was 540 calories. And then, I guess they also had, like, I mean, it was almost like, you know, having bacon and cheese. It was really, really, caloric. All right, so, you know, good luck, fast food, doing what you need to do. But, don't be stupid. All right, when we come back, I need to talk about somebody died, one death, and 37 other cases of severe bleeding that is tied to fake weed in Illinois. K2 Spice has some pretty dangerous side effects as people are turning to synthetic cannabinoids, trying to get bigger and better highs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fake weed, spice, K2s, these synthetic cannabinoids, looks like are making people sick and can kill you. And 38 cases of severe bleeding across Chicago and areas in central Illinois have required hospitalization related to coughing of blood, blood in the urine, bloody nose, bleeding gums, and other symptoms. And 3 cases tested positive for bradyrhynchus, if I'm pronouncing it right, which is a rat poison, according to a statement from the Illinois Department of Public Health on Saturday. So now, state officials are working to identify any common synthetic cannabinoid products related to these cases to determine where the products were obtained. According to Melanie Arnold, a spokeswoman for the Illinois Department of Public Health, this is the first time we've seen an outbreak of this magnitude in the area. We're working with numerous different partners across the city and state as we investigate this outbreak. And I guess these synthetic cannabinoids are sold in convenience stores. gas stations, drug paraphernalia, novelty stores. You can even get them online. And health officials are warning anybody who has a reaction to a synthetic cannabinoid, immediately call 911 or go to the ER. They are unsafe, according to Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. They can contain a variety of chemicals, and users often don't know what those are. For example, people could lace it with rat poison, as you can see. People think that synthetic cannabinoids are safer than marijuana. No, they're not. We don't see regular marijuana causing you to bleed internally. They say, though, many of the recent cases, according to CNN, were tied to synthetic cannabinoid products in the Chicago area, contaminated products could be in counties statewide. They say 10 of the cases were in Chicago, 4 in Cook County, 7 in Peoria, 12 in Tazewell. So they start listing a bunch of the counties. And they say the death that had been reported was the first seen in Chicago related to fake weed. They say there could be additional deaths coming. It's difficult to say. We're doing whatever we can with regards to outreach to notify any who may be impacted by this outbreak. So what is fake weed? So, we've been talking about spice and these synthetic cannabinoids. Apparently, 102 people in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, overdosed on synthetic marijuana within 3 days. Remember that? There was that huge cluster. None of the cases, luckily, were fatal. Then in 2016, 33 people in Brooklyn got ill from overdosing on synthetic pot. And so acute poisonings from synthetic cannabinoids have been skyrocketing since the year 2010 and 2015, according to the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report by the CDC. Physicians have treated 456 patients total for these. And basically what it is they're called fake weed. They're human-made chemicals that could be sprinkled on dried, shredded plant material. So you take your house plant, that's dry and whatever. You throw chemicals on it and you smoke it. You could also consume it as a vaporized liquid, inhale it through an e-cig, whatever. And these mind-altering chemicals are called cannabinoids. They are similar to chemicals found in marijuana, but they could cause serious side effects that are different than marijuana. One study of a synthetic cannabinoid found that it was 85 times as potent as THC, or the tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the mind-altering chemical in marijuana. That study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. They say people who smoke these synthetic cannabinoids could have rapid heart rate, vomiting, agitation, confusion, hallucination. But you see, this is the risk, okay? There is no rhyme or reason or consistency in the manufacturing process of this. Somebody could take leaves, put any chemical on it they want, and call it spice. And it doesn't necessarily have to be or become a synthetic cannabinoid. So you are basically inhaling some potpourri of crap, and that could kill you. They say you can also get seizures, heart attack, kidney failure. They say what's happening in Illinois is different, and these are bleeding complications. Why is that happening? We don't know if the supply of synthetic cannabinoids in Illinois and Chicago area have been tainted by someone with rat poison, or is this a potentially new side effect of a synthetic cannabinoid? Okay, you are not supposed to bleed, okay? You're not supposed to be bleeding when you smoke this stuff. Yes, you could have a seizure, you could, you know, but still. So I would suggest to not put anything in your body that isn't something that you know. And be very careful with marijuana as it is. Still, even with marijuana, what is on them? What pesticides? What chemicals are on those? You know, I understand people want to get high. I get that. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, man, you people are, you know, strange. Because I understand the need to escape. I get that. But, you know, you could escape, all right, you know, playing a video game. You could escape, you know, having chocolate cake. I go into full euphoria with chocolate cake. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Oklahoma teachers have walked out of school in protest for higher pay. Kentucky and Oklahoma teachers are flooding state capitals to demand money for schools. Tens of thousands of teachers have ditched classrooms. Of course, the kids are excited. Kentucky teachers chanted in front of the Capitol in Frankfort, "Stop the war on public education." Inspired by West Virginia teachers, they went on strike and they got a pay raise from their state leaders. Educators in other states, such as Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Arizona, are taking similar action. Kentucky teachers are decrying what they call bait-and-switch changes to their pensions after state lawmakers tucked those reforms into another bill about sewage and passed that bill last week. And in Oklahoma, protesters are rallying for higher teacher and support staff raises, as well as increased funding for education. That has plummeted by 28% over the past decade. Teachers across the state flocked to Oklahoma City in Oklahoma, saying concessions made by lawmakers last week were not good enough. Oklahoma is among the bottom three states in teacher salary, and until Thursday had not received a state raise in a decade. The state teachers union has been demanding $10,000 in raises for teachers, $5,000 for support staff, and $200 million in educational funding. They say this is not about our teacher salaries, it's about funding our schools for our students. Apparently, they have outrageous class sizes. Apparently, she has 40 special ed students, one of them in one classroom. They don't have enough adults in the building to keep the number of students we have safe or still learning. Now, last week, legislators approved a measure that included a $6,100 pay raise for teachers, $1,200 for support staff. So it's a good starting point, but not enough. You know, no raise in over a decade. You could thank the recession for that one. Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Walker said the state lawmakers' move was a bomb that exploded on public service. According to the measure, there will be no changes to annual cost of living adjustments. It's going to remain at 1.5%. New hires will have to enter a hybrid cash balance plan in which members contribute a specified amount to their account. And teachers will have a limited number of sick days they can put towards retirement. So this bill passed, and of course people are ticked. They're furious. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Hearing that teachers are making $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, and they're some of the most underpaid educators out there, you know, we really, I think, how should I say this? A nice word for under-treat. Crap, maybe? On the people that we really should be protecting, and we should be giving them everything they need. You can't dump your kids on somebody for 8-9 hours a day and underpay them, not give them enough tools, not give them enough money for safety, and expect them to use themselves as a human shield when somebody wants to come to the school and shoot the school. Okay? We really need to rethink what we're doing in terms of education. Okay? Our teachers are raising our kids for us when we're at work. And they are educating them and raising them a certain way. I know we don't like to think that, but they are. And bless them for doing so. And if they need money for snacks, if they need money for pencils or paper, and if they need money so that they don't have to moonlight and work nights just to support their family, you give the teachers what they need. Now, mind you, that's a lot of money. Giving everybody a $10,000 raise, putting in $200 million to one school district. I get that. That is a lot of money. But what are we spending on that's BS? I think there's a lot of wasteful spending. We're dumping money into things that we don't even need. I've seen construction projects go on for decades. And I'm asking myself, why couldn't this project have been done, right, in 6 months? And I don't know if we have bean counters that actually look and see if spending is done appropriately. You ask for a budget, you get the money, and then you use every bit of that budget so nobody can later say, oh, man, we gave too much money, let's give less. That's the way it works with government, and it's baloney. Give the teachers what they need. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when a man last year, he was only 29 years old, died from loperamide poisoning, we talked about in the news Imodium, as loperamide is sold as Imodium branding. And Imodium is a diarrhea medicine. A diarrhea medicine. Why would people be choosing to overdose on that, and why is it related to the opioid crisis? Well, he didn't overdose on it because he was having a lot of diarrhea. He was overdosing on it because loperamide is a mu opioid receptor agonist. Ah, that's why. Yeah, it's a mu opioid receptor agonist. I know, exactly. Yeah, I don't. Does that clarify things? So what it does is it saturates the mu receptors. Remember we talked about mu? The mu receptors are the receptors in the brain responsible for quelling pain. And it acts very similarly to morphine in its analgesic effect. And in one study, they actually found it to work better than morphine. Better. Now, I wrote an article on this, so it's on my website. I even put the chemical drawings of the two for you. For those of you that are really into chemistry, you know, and want to know, you know, the little hexagon and the carbon bonds and the bivalent bonds and all that, you will see that I drew it out for you guys. It looks really nice. So some of you guys will go, well, let's take a step back, Dr. Dahlia. If loperamide is a mu receptor agonist, and it has an analgesic effect, possibly better than morphine, then why in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name is it over-the-counter and used for diarrhea? Well, because loperamide slows down the motility of the gut. What it does is it acts on the smooth muscle lining in the intestine. And so through calcium channel blockage and a variety of other different transport mechanisms with certain ions, it will slow down gut motility. Now, so will an average narcotic. I've heard people take Lortab or Vicodin to stop their diarrhea. It's very constipating. But we say don't do that because it's addictive. Well, Imodium could be addictive too. So how it works with diarrhea is if you slow down the motility of the gut, and remember, what is the purpose of the colon? The purpose of the colon is to absorb fluid from the food, water from the food. And so if the food is running out, if your feces is running out too quickly, you're not absorbing the water, which is why you could get dehydrated. But if you could slow it down, then your body could absorb the water, which is why I only recommend loperamide or Imodium if I believe somebody is going to dehydrate due to their diarrhea. Fast transit time means more watery stool. Slower transit time means harder stool. That's why when you're constipated, the stool is so hard to pass and it's so dry looking, because it sat in the colon and the colon churned it and churned it and churned it, trying to get any extra fluid out. But if you had normal bowel movements, then it would flow nicely. So there's a very, very delicate balance between stool, all right, and it having the right consistency. It needs enough fluid to pass, but you don't want it to go too quickly because then you lose a lot of fluid. Or if it sits there too long, then it gets constipated and dry and then you can't pass it. Okay? Now, two British citizens earlier this year died of Imodium overdose. Think they were just miles apart, different people, young people. So officials are concerned that these fatal overdoses could be occurring daily. So loperamide was first synthesized back in the 1960s. And then it joined the pharmaceutical industry officially in 1976 when the FDA approved it in brand name form Imodium. Originally, it was prescription. But then later, it became over-the-counter, very popular in the 1980s. Still popular. It is all over, so you can get Imodium everywhere. So how much loperamide is too much? How much Imodium is too much? Well, according to drugs.com, this is the dosing. You can take 4 milligrams orally after the first loose stool. And then you can take 2 milligrams orally after each unformed stool. You are not allowed to take more than 16 milligrams a day. Now, maximum dose does not necessarily mean lethal dose. I don't have an exact lethal dose for you, not because the Dr. Dahlia Show news team hasn't shown up today, and I don't know where the hell they are, but I don't have an exact lethal dose because it really depends on your weight, your metabolism, other medications. So saying 20 milligrams is lethal or 25 milligrams is lethal, that doesn't do you justice. For you, 16 milligrams could be lethal. If you have other narcotics on board, if you have other medicines interacting with it. So, taking 4 milligrams 4 times a day is your max. That's all you could do. So, what are the side effects? Well, if you use it regularly, you can start getting nauseous, you can have vomiting, you can have fatigue, you can have constipation, dry mouth, dizziness, abdominal pain. But this is one reason why I didn't over-prescribe Imodium. Remember I told you guys that I was taught in medical school that for every day you take Imodium, if you have a gastrointestinal illness, right, or diarrhea or whatever, you will lengthen the course of that illness by a whole nother day. Now, I thought that was very generalized and there really wasn't a lot of science to it, but it made sense. If you have a pathogen and your body is trying to flush it out because your body's brilliant, and you slow that down to keep the stool there, then the bacteria or the virus have a chance to replicate. So I wouldn't recommend Imodium in somebody who has a new onset stomach bug because I want them to get the stuff out. Unless we were starting to look at dehydration, then I would say use it. Okay, does that make sense? So this is, let's say this is day one, you start having the poops. I want to run to the Imodium. Make sense? Now, many of you are listening to this like, well, Dr. Dahlia, I still don't get how Imodium kills you. Is it respiratory depression? Is it narcotic overdose? Not necessarily. What makes this scary is loperamide or Imodium can throw you into a dangerous heart rhythm like torsades de pointes. And these heart rhythms can cause cardiac arrest and death. So when we're seeing people die of Imodium, it isn't necessarily a respiratory depression, although it can be if used with narcotics. It's because of the calcium channel blocking and the different electrolyte issues with the way it works on the gut. That could change the electrolytes in your body, magnesium, etc., affecting the heart. So, people use it. I mean, people want this medication over the counter. If you have a meeting, or if I have a radio show to do, or if I have to perform and do stand-up somewhere or whatever, and I got the poops, I can't be running to the bathroom. I need something to slow that down. And so my worry, and I think a lot of people's worry, is if people are using this to get high, then it's going to get harder to get. And for those of us that use it once in a blue moon, we would really like to have access to it. I don't think I've ever used Imodium. I don't think I've ever used it. I've used Pepto-Bismol. I remember having horrible cramps. It was so bad, and the Pepto-Bismol helped. I don't think Pepto-Bismol has loperamide, but I do know that the cramp stopped. So for some people with real bad GI issues, it's a godsend. It's just, unfortunately, it's bad. And it has a pharmacological similarity to opiates. So you could abuse it pretty easily. So my suggestion is if you do have abdominal issues and GI issues, etc., you need to get that checked out because you can't be self-treating with Imodium. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is still appears to, at his nice age of 70 years old, appears to be one of the most formidable men out there, has had to have emergency heart surgery. He is stable. We'll tell you what he said when he woke up, which I'm sure many of you guys heard, and we'll tell you what happened. All right. And also when we come back, we want to talk about coffee and cancer risk. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It is. I don't have a tumor. I can't do the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. I can't do it. Get to the chopper. Oh, no. I can't do an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. My son, Kenny, he's really, really good. And Arnie's doing okay, guys. He's doing good. Former California governor and movie icon Arnold Schwarzenegger had open-heart surgery in California on Thursday to replace an aging pulmonic valve. Now, his representative, his publicist, Daniel Kitchell, said the surgery was successful. And the 70-year-old Schwarzenegger is in stable condition at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. Get out! He's telling all the media because he doesn't want them to be bugging his butt. Apparently, when Schwarzenegger woke up, his first words were actually, "I'm back." So he's in good spirits. He seriously said that when he woke up for surgery, like, "I'm back." He's Austrian. Schwarzenegger. See, my grandfather was Austrian, so Schwarzenegger. He had a congenital heart defect, well, maybe not with that accent, but something better. And he had undergone pulmonic valve replacement back in 1997. The valve was never meant to be permanent, and it reached the end of its life at about 10 to 15 years, so the valve had to be newly replaced. Now, we talked about the pulmonic valve. The pulmonic valve sends blood from the heart's lower right chamber to the artery that delivers blood to the lungs. If it doesn't function properly, the blood can't get oxygenated, so you get fatigue, shortness of breath, etc. So, we don't know, I don't necessarily know his original condition. They were talking about this weekend his congenital heart defect. So congenital heart defect means something he was born with, right? Congenital. So my concern is, when it comes to that, is, well, how many heart conditions are you born with that you don't need to get treated till after Kindergarten Cop and Terminator movies and all? I mean, 1997? So I'm not too sure. Now, there's a lot of discussion on, well, maybe it was pulmonary atresia. Maybe the valve was never properly formed. So maybe he did have a procedure at birth. Some people think, well, maybe it wasn't congenital, but acquired because of steroid use. Now, he was 7-time Mr. Olympia winner, 5-time Mr. Universe, and once Mr. World. And he has been open about his use of steroids because they were legal in the 70s. And so, in fact, people even call certain steroids Arnold's. Now, he has turned politician. He says, well, as you know, he was governor, right? Former governor of California. He discussed getting regular physicals, okay? He, there were concerns that maybe he wasn't physically fit enough to be governor in 2003, but he did win. He didn't really have any health problems. He was able to father another child, from what we understand, his love child. I'm not sure what the boy looks like now. Was it with a housekeeper? I forget. But gorgeous kid. And unfortunately, it caused the divorce of him and Maria Shriver of the Kennedy family. And so he needed emergency open-heart surgery while doctors unblocked the pulmonary valve. And back in 1997, he went to Mexico for an aortic valve replacement, they said, which was performed from the narrowing arteries in the heart. So I'm a little confused. Where they're talking about the aortic valve and the pulmonic valve, those are two different valves. So I'm not sure if the news has it right. And every time I try to call Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's like, no, get out. So I can't ever ask Arnie anything. But I would really like to know and get a little bit of more specifics. This is a big mosh-posh. Congenital means you're born with it. They say the pulmonic valve had to be replaced, but they're talking about an aortic valve replacement. That's a completely different valve. So can someone explain to me what is going on? No. Get to the chopper. Sorry. I cannot do an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. I am trying. I am literally trying. So the aortic valve is from the left ventricle, blood pumping up through the aorta. The pulmonic valve goes to the lungs. So, yeah, I'm looking at pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger, that when he was little. So, why is bodybuilding bad? Well, anabolic steroids can fuel muscle mass growth. This was banned by the International Olympic Committee in 1976. They were classified as a Schedule III drug in America in the 90s, like LSD and ketamine. And so anabolic steroids will increase blood pressure, increase bad cholesterol levels like LDL, decrease good cholesterol levels like HDL. But because of the muscle building, athletes start getting hypertrophy, which is a thickening of the muscle wall. Now, some people say, well, that's good. A thicker heart muscle, like a thicker bicep or a thicker quad. No. You have thickened heart muscle, you don't get enough blood coming in to pump out. Just because a heart muscle is thick or swollen or bigger doesn't necessarily mean it's going to function better, which is why people on anabolic steroids are more at risk of heart disease. Now, can valves become blocked? Absolutely. You got something called aortic stenosis. They say if you have high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, you could be at higher risk for aortic stenosis. Pulmonary valve stenosis is more common in younger people because it usually presents where you have thickening of the pulmonary valves, you know, when you're younger. Arnold Schwarzenegger does smoke cigarettes or cigars. So that can unfortunately also increase heart disease risk. So, you know, this transcatheter pulmonary valve placement, are operations that are associated with shorter hospital stays, and they're compared to open heart surgery. Apparently, it's a way where you could prevent the need for open heart surgery. It's minimally invasive, doing it through a catheter, where they could replace it through a catheter. However, you can still get bleeding, stroke, heart rhythm abnormalities, you know, problems with the replacement valve, etc. So he's strong, and like he said, he's back. So we're happy for you. Tough stuff, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people want to know, does coffee cause cancer? And I guess California is supposed to be ruling for it. A judge has ruled that sellers must post scary warnings about cancer risks. Dr. Edward Giovannucci, a nutrition expert at Harvard School of Public Health, says at the minimum, coffee is neutral. If anything, there is fairly good evidence of the benefit of coffee on cancer, like colon cancer. However, people are worried about acrylamide. And acrylamide is one of those chemicals that, according to California state law, a company has to post. This chemical happens when the coffee beans are roasted. And government agencies call it a probable or likely carcinogen based on animal research. And so a consumer group has sued to require coffee sellers to put that warning under a California law passed by voters in 86. The problem is nobody knows what levels are safe for people. Nobody knows what levels are risky. Now, the EPA has acrylamide limits for drinking water, but there's nothing for food. So the chemical happens when you heat, let's say, French fries, potato chips, crackers, cookies, cereal, high-carbohydrate foods, because it comes as a byproduct of roasting, baking, toasting, or frying. And FDA tests of acrylamide levels found they range from 175 to 351 parts per billion for six brands of coffee tested. The highest was for decaf coffee crystals. By comparison, French fries at one food chain range from 117 to 313, so less than the coffee. Although some commercial fries have more than 1,000. Even baby foods may have acrylamide if they're teething biscuits or crackers. They say 1 gram of organic sweet potatoes at 121 parts per billion. So what's a risk? Well, we don't necessarily know with people. Okay? You know, because, you know, you can test rats, but rats absorb it differently. So they're looking at breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, uterine cancer. Not enough evidence. The California law says since 1986, businesses have to post warnings. They have chemicals that cause cancer. But the problem is we just don't know how much cancer this causes, if it causes at all. And that's the pickle of it all. So, for those of you that drink coffee and tout the benefits and you think you do great and you're happy with it, then good. Keep it up. For those of you that are worried, do like me. Skip the coffee. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.